two chicken cheesesteak sandwiches to
with
go.
With chips. Two chicken cheesesteak sandwiches with chips.
I think we've done our sound check.
And Chipotle. Chicken.
Yes.
Chicken. Okay.
Chicken chips.
Can you hear you? Can you do Chucky Chucky cheesesteak?
Yeah. Chucky Chucky cheesesteak.
With chips.
Chucky Chucky cheesesteak.
With chips and Chipotle chicken.
Chucky Chucky cheesesteak with chips and Chipotle chicken.
Chicken.
Okay.
It worked.
You lose.
Checking. We're ready to go.
Okay. You want to hit record?
I've hit record.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, that's what the magic happened then.
This is an episode of Pabbage. Gappage Pabbage. No? Is that awkward?
Cabbage Pabbage.
Cabbage Patch.
It's the Gappage.
Or the Cabbage Patch case.
About Pab. So.
Yeah, there's got to be better. Pabbage doesn't sound
Pabbage
quite,
doesn't work?
Kind of, no. But, I mean, we can live with it. Yeah. Pabbage.
Gappage. Pabbage. Okay, all right. I think a lot of people aren't going to care all that much about what we call the show. We're just looking for a few more listeners. And yeah. I thought if we snuck in there, really played dirty, like this is monetizing at its worst.
You're so slimy.
Slime is what gets the juice, you know?
This is a very sentimental episode of Gappage.
Pab.
Oh, yes.
Pabbage edition.
Yes. So we're going to say, are we going to allow to say any bad things, or it's only going to be nice things?
I think we should let it all hang out.
Let it all hang out. Okay. No holds barred. No holds barred?
Holds, I think.
Holds, it is. Like as in wrestling.
Hold bars.
Right.
Holds
barred. No holds bars. Barred.
Bars.
Bars?
Bar?
I think you folks are going to be hard to work
young.
With.
We're trying to get our heads in the game here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
We just started drinking. I mean, just started.
All right. It might have been a little premature. Checking, starting again, restart.
Restart.
Here we go.
Premature pabulation.
Ooh. Yeah. We can add that on the end. All right. So what's the official start? Does somebody else want to start this off?
I think we started.
This is a good start.
Welcome
this is
to Gappage Pab Edition.
Ooh. That's clean.
It is.
Okay.
The Gappage Pabbage Wrap-Up Edition.
Doll.
Yeah. I think I keep it clean and snappy.
Mm.
People respond to that.
Yeah,
they do. You got to be on message, to the point.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know what's funny about all this is that the one thing we celebrated about Pab is that people don't judge you. They accept you for who you are. And yet I feel if we're actually going to have the nerve to put this episode out on that Pab page, you know, the Facebook page with a link.
Yes.
And we're doing as shitty a job as we're doing now, people are going to judge us. They're going to say, well, that's shitty. I listened to some others, and they were really good, but these guys...
So should we start again?
I just think we got to start, you know, making it better.
Do you think the listeners will think that we're not being sincere?
Didn't we learn that we're not supposed to call them the listeners?
The listener? Yeah, well, I think nobody bought that.
We were supposed to say you.
You, the one person listening.
You. Yes. Yeah. You know we're being sincere, right? That doesn't sound weird. Yeah,
no.
That sounds weird.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
You gotta almost talk into the mic when you say that. You gotta look at it personally and try it sincerely.
Hi, I have very sentimental, emotional feelings that I want to convey to you about Pab.
I think you should I think we should introduce ourselves too, because a lot of people won't know. They'll recognize my voice, of course.
Yes.
But
you are a B-list celebrity.
B-list?
A-list?
Well,
I thought you dropped down this year.
I did drop down, and in fact, I was taken right off. I wasn't
You're
even making
the
B. Oh, yeah.
You are.
Oh, my clout. Did you see what happened to my clout? It was nowhere.
Oh.
It's in free fall right now.
I'm sorry.
Basically, yeah. It was hurtful.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. Anyway, we're moving
You're
on.
You're on my A-list.
Oh, gee, thanks.
I'm paid to say that.
There goes our sincerity.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I think we want to take three, start over, and introduce ourselves.
Yeah,
Would you like to?
Let's do this again, yeah.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I'm the intern.
Yeah.
Okay. My name is Adam Greatrix from Vancouver. I'm guest Gappaging,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, guest Gappaging.
Filling in for
Brent.
Yeah.
Who didn't come to Pab this year.
He didn't come to Pab this year. He didn't show up for our last Gappage.
Oh.
And... something else he didn't do. Can't remember what it
was.
Well,
he didn't buy me this beer.
You didn't buy a lottery ticket?
No, I guess not. And I am Ken for this particular show.
The C-list.
What's left?
The backbenchers.
This is a fresh start.
All right, so let's talk about Gappage Pab, the Pab edition. The Pabbage edition.
About the show that we're doing, or about Pab?
No, let's start talking about Pab. So
What are we trying to do? We're 2 days past.
Well, you know, I think everything is still really fresh, and I don't know if you guys were on Facebook today looking at everybody's comments.
Oh, for sure.
So much, and, you know, I feel like I want to say so much, but I just feel like, I'm just getting in the queue. You know, and it's kind of like I can't say anything now. I can't write anything, so...
Because it's too close, or...
Well, no, because it just feels like I'm just copying everybody now. Like, if you're not the first, I'm not very good at being the last.
So. Right, so you want to kind of ditto everything.
I ditto, yeah.
Yeah, there should be, like, a good ditto.
Here's our man.
Oh, yeah.
That's all right.
Can we pause?
No, I think we'll just keep... We can edit it out if we need to. I think we're all ready to order, aren't we?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Sounds good.
Hey. Everybody's got a voice, you know. Yeah.
My name is Evan Demeret. I'll be your server this evening, as well as the man taking your orders. That's the same thing.
And you're going to take my orders.
That, you're taking our orders in kind of this high-tech kind of way, or are you actually going to remember this stuff?
You know what? With the world, the way it's come to, this is my external hard drive. This is where I put all the information. I could try and retain, but then if I make a mistake, I'm going to make a mistake. But this way, if I type it into my phone... then it's going to be perfect every time.
Why don't you just text the cooks? Are you texting the cooks?
That would be perfect.
See?
If I could do that?
Yeah, there you go.
Why don't you?
Yeah. That way you could just stay up here and have a beer.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You
could do your entire job from right here.
But then I'd have to bring up your food.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you could tell them we're ready.
Tell them to bring it up?
Yeah, we're ready.
Subcontract that part.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Well, because I'm a girl, I'll go first.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
I'm gonna have
we're all modern and stuff. I thought we would
I'm
be...
I'm not modern. I'm going to have a cheese... I'm first.
Cheese.
What did I just tell you? I don't like being last.
Okay.
So I'd rather be first.
All right.
Then it sounds... You know?
I always try to make sure the ladies are first.
Yeah.
Squeaky wheel gets the food first.
You didn't entirely get your order out there.
Cheese.
Right? Cheese. I'm only bringing cheese.
Cheese steak.
Give her a piece of cheese and she'll shut up.
Well, most women.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
Someone would eat the crackers, too.
Adam?
Oh, me? I'm next?
Yes.
Why am I next?
Well, because you're young and indecisive.
Because you've decided.
Well, age before beauty.
Right. You may need your food faster than I.
All right. Yeah. The older gentleman will have the... what was I going to have?
He's already forgotten.
Yeah, but I've... Yeah, that's
see?
The problem.
Yeah.
What do you have?
You know what you're
doing.
I'll have the buffalo chicken wrap.
Why are we sharing this?
No onions.
Because really... I was getting kind of deep about the
what else is on there? There's
shut up.
I want mild sauce.
Yeah, you had a mild or a wild.
Yeah, I'm not feeling wild just yet.
Oh.
So I'm going to go with the mild.
Just yet.
All right.
I put buffalo chicken wrap, R-A-P.
Nice.
That's an abbreviation.
Oh, nice. Well, it's
wrap, like...
Wicca wicca buffalo chicken, y'all.
Oh, nice. Like freestyle.
Sorry.
just throw that stuff in there.
I'm going to go for the pad thai.
Ooh, chicken, beef, tofu.
You didn't offer me shrimp. Shrimp not an option today?
Oh, shrimp's an option.
Chicken.
I just forgot about it.
Down
see,
here.
I should have checked the thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Chicken.
Does that mean I'm only going to get one piece of shrimp? If
only one.
Get more?
It
only
didn't
one.
Say shrimp's on there.
But no, it's
but
shrimp.
It's huge.
Shit.
It's a huge piece.
I'm going to take my chances. I'm going for the pad thai with shrimp.
Oh.
Are you recommending the tofu? Were you suggesting I'm making a mistake here?
No. I'm a chicken guy myself, though. I put chicken on everything. The cook here is amazing.
I've had a lot of chicken legs lately. So I'll go for the shrimp.
Okay.
Right, the other white meat.
You get it?
Yeah, there's an ant in my shoe. That was
great.
Okay.
You got all that?
And then buffalo chicken wrap, fries?
Yes.
Sure.
Salad. Salad. Healthy salad for me.
Thank you very much.
We're good. No, we got friends coming. Thank you. Well, well played.
All right. Should we start over again?
Yeah, because personally, I enjoyed that far more than any of this trying to get started about Pab. I would like to use that.
That's our intro?
As our intro.
As a launching
starting
pad.
Starting with as a launching pad. That was our orders. We've placed orders. Now let's go into the more serious business
of
digesting Pab.
All right, take it away, Ken.
Well, okay, I'm gonna start right off. I was one of the few people who did a lot of whining, except never publicly, to more than one person. No, maybe no more than four people at a time did I whine about the fact that there wasn't going to be a boat cruise. I was really, really bothered by that. But my voice said, don't mention it. Do not mention it to Mark and Bob. Because the inner voice knew it's all going to be fine and it's not going to matter. But before, I get so excited about the idea of a boat cruise. And I love the fact that people are moving around, or out in the sun, or interacting. I was really, really bummed out by the fact that this year there wasn't going to be. And I kept telling myself, don't let that spoil anything. And don't whine. Don't go on about it. But I couldn't let it go. And even when I was there at the beginning, I was thinking, shit, you know, I'd really, when I heard we were going to the Arrow and Loon for Saturday night instead of on the boat, I was disappointed. And I thought, not everybody's going to like this, and Now, as I knew beforehand, and this is just a bit of confession here, now I can do it, it was a wonderful evening. It worked perfectly. The Arrow and Loon was just the place to be. We had the whole outside deck to ourselves on the sidewalk, the patio. The people who were into the music meant a whole lot to the live open mic. The people who were into that, that was perfect. Probably better than that, what they would have got on the boat. They kept at it all night. In fact, it was great. It was perfect. Everybody who went had a great time. I knew that to be, but I feel it would be very hypocritical of me if I wasn't honest and didn't say that I was one of the people whined and bitched and complained that there may not be, or there wasn't going to be a boat cruise, and gee...
You didn't whine to me.
No, and I didn't show when I was there. I didn't tell people except under certain circumstances, but for people who I also knew would be missing it, and I certainly wouldn't have told any newbies or anybody else, and I knew I'd be able to let it go, and of course I did. In a way, it was almost fitting. We didn't have a boat cruise the very first one.
Yeah.
We didn't have a boat cruise the last one. There's a parallel there. In the end, it didn't make any difference. It was a smaller, more intimate group this year anyway. And so it was all worked out for the best. But I just needed to get rid of that with maybe apologies for even thinking that. Although at the same time, I can't be faulted for being disappointed because it was something I looked
forward to. I don't think you were alone.
No.
Well, the boat cruise was a beautiful environment to be in. Mm-hmm. You're out in the water. It's had certain romantic qualities to it, and what I find is it made you or allowed you to move,
yes,
and go from group to group and kind of shuffle around as you felt necessary.
Because there
needed.
Weren't tables.
I felt very uncomfortable being stuck in a table.
Yeah,
and I was like, I gotta move around. I want to jump in here and there and talk to different people.
I agree, because on the boat cruise you have more people standing.
And you feel the sense of movement as well.
Yeah. Now, I get motion sickness, so I'm okay without a boat cruise, but I agree with the table situation.
Now, you see, you guys are taking it to a slightly different place, because I'm sort of saying, once I got into the patio and I found my chair, now, of course, the brownie helped or whatever it was I took.
But you
I was
anchored
in
yourself
zone.
To that chair.
I anchored myself.
And then people came and fluttered about you.
Yeah.
As they do.
Yes,
yeah, true. And I felt, wow, this is great. I didn't move from that spot the entire night, and it was great. So what I'm trying to say is that I don't think it was any less a PAB or a disappointing experience for not having a boat cruise. It didn't really impact the experience overall at all.
No.
You know.
It was a different type of experience, but...
It was a different type of experience.
It's people that made the difference, so
I think
being stationary and kind of like not having all of the logistics of getting there and getting off and all that kind of made us able to spend more time with each other rather than be scattered about.
That's also true, because last time we had to get across to Hull
and then find another place to drink.
Yeah,
so
that's right. So I think their solution to it, hey, there weren't enough people registered, people didn't apply on time, no boat cruise this year, but we have an alternative. And I like the way Mark presented it online when he said, okay, we're going to just rip the Band-Aid off all at once. Hey, guys, there's no boat cruise, but we got a bar till closing time.
Yep.
And in fact, it was a good bar with good beer. We had an excellent server outside. Yeah. And he did a great job.
How he did that?
Yeah, and he was
it blew my mind because I kept moving.
Yes. Yeah.
And he got my order spot on.
Yeah, he was good and enjoyed engaging with us and even talking about the business of waiting in a place like that. So that's one little bit
of the way. Yeah, we've taken care of that.
Boat cruise is done.
No.
Good.
Somebody else pick a topic? That was mine.
Okay, so my question is you get a lot of people saying, so what was the favorite speech? Or what was your favorite? But what was your favorite part? Like, what made PAB for you this year?
You got to start with the answer now, because, you know, you just can't pose
it's appropriate to pose the question.
That's not your friend, I don't know.
No.
She didn't look Chinese.
No.
So I think you've posed the question, but I think you've got, you know, you can't just turn to us and ask us that. So I think you...
So, you have to kick that off. Like,
okay. This was the first year for me, and I've been coming since 2008. And for the first 3 years, every year, Mark would always say, so, your first time at PAB. Maybe I look different each year, but I guess I wasn't kind of getting into the swing of it or getting engaged. And I'm a quiet person. I don't get up and ask questions, and I'm not speaking. And despite what Ken might say, I'm a quiet person.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of felt that, and it was right from the drive, everything was falling into place. There was this... I'm concerned about the way you're looking at the recording device.
Just ignore me. Okay. Please, be professional. My God.
I'm an amateur. I'm an intern. I'm learning the job.
On topic,
anyways,
please.
I felt that I was really in sync is the best way to describe it. Everything was very serendipitous for me this weekend.
Yeah.
I shared that with you.
Yeah.
That it just felt like everything was right. It also felt that it was right that it was the last PAB. And I may not be among a popular vote on this, but I think it's okay to say there's time for a change and it's okay to switch it up.
Yeah, it can't last forever.
It can't last. But it doesn't mean that the essence of PAB is dead, because I think the spirit does live.
Yeah.
It's more about what is it going to be next?
Yeah. Well, I find it interesting that over the years it's shifted and changed and different people have come and gone. And those who are there now and those who expressed their desire to come but couldn't, I think those make up the people that really was the driving force of it, the heart of PAB, being the people that did want to come, even if they couldn't, you know, that's... That's the thing. There were people that use it as a vehicle for other things.
Hello.
Keep going.
There's people that use it as, you know, like a promotional tool, or, you know, I'm sitting here for my work or whatever. My job is, you know, this or that, so I go here. And the people that do come, like this last year being, I mean, small, but there wasn't any of the... people that would go to a conference just to see what they can
glob onto.
Yeah.
No, and I think I like that too, is it was about the creative, and it's the first time every single presentation really spoke to me, and that I really was able to grab something from it and put it into what I'm doing in this realm.
I felt the same. I got something out of every single presentation. And I found there were common threads throughout them. There were pieces.
I love that.
And I kept saying, I thought you could take a piece out of this, a piece out of this, and put them all together, and it would still gel.
I know.
That's a whole message.
And what's amazing
is
that nobody was really working together.
No, that's the thing.
It's not like anybody knew what
it was. It was as if there was an understanding of what's right. But I also liked your earlier comment about the flow of it, really, of you said it was serendipitous, how everything just seemed to fit. There were gaps in the program. Like, there were, you know, there's this hole on the Friday for that, the content walk, which you took up. Everybody had things to do and places to be, and I found in my own case, it was perfect. The amount of time to be alone, to be with people, to join here, everything just flowed perfectly. Yeah. And when you let go like that, you're not trying too hard.
Yeah.
You know, to find people and everything, it works. And you just find in each situation, this is just where I'm supposed to be now.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that when it happens. And a lot of that is, I think it comes with the experience of being the PAB, and you're not trying so hard to make everything right or measuring it somehow, making it perfect. You're just letting go, and when you do, it just flows so much more easily.
Exactly. Can we bring more people into our conversation?
Yes, okay. We're just doing a sort of a gappage pabbage wrap up on our feelings about
pabbage.
See, he called it a pabbage. There you go.
There we are. Pabbage is what we've been calling it.
Yeah.
So you're welcome to chime in. What were your thoughts? And introduce yourself first, and then give us your thoughts.
I'm Rick. Do we want a formal introduction here?
No, that's good enough.
All right, good.
You were there.
I was there.
I'm the Rick that was there.
Yeah. Listening to what you've said about it already, I reiterate that. All the sessions could get something from it, even if it was a stretch, there was value to all of them. And like you said, like, there's always something to do, there's always something meaningful to get involved with, people to connect with. This is my third year there, and it's been a great experience each time.
Good.
One of the things I thought was really remarkable, like we're talking about serendipity. Mark and Bob had a lot of problems with...
Are you guys doing okay here for drinks?
Good for now.
I would have a Guinness, please. I've got a tab down at the bar.
Yeah. What's the name on the card that you gave?
Janine.
Jeez, we're recording that. Oh,
I know.
My God.
Well, just so I don't forget.
Yeah, no. Good call.
I'll have another. Adam, Steam Whistle.
Steam Whistle? Do you have a tab?
Yes.
And what's the name?
Adam.
Oh, Adam, sorry.
I'll go for Steam Whistle as well. I don't have a tab or anything.
So, and he doesn't have a name.
So you're going to pay as you go?
That's
it.
That.
It's going to be $6.25. If you give me the cash now, I can come with the change and
great.
The pint. Save the trip.
That makes it life easier for all of us.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
On? It is now back on.
Isn't it fortuitous that it stopped right when it did?
For a second time. I missed the blowing noses part.
Yeah.
So now we're on the real thing. Now we got,
and we were talking about serendipity.
We got those people out there saying, come on, come on, come on. I thought this was a show about... Pab, the person.
Yeah.
Well, nobody ever bought that Sheila Rogers stuff in the beginning anyway, the person. It's always about you. I always talk to you, the listeners. I know
right.
who they are. I know there's more than one.
I like it when I feel like I'm part of something. Not just alone in the world. I'm the only one listening.
I'd be kind of desperate.
Yeah, it feels kind of sad, actually.
All right.
But
so I would like to go back, if you don't mind, if it doesn't sound too self-serving.
Yes.
About the comment you made about my jolt and the awkwardness, and you made fun of me, saying you cry every time you get up to speak.
No, I was making fun of you. That wasn't the same as talking about your jolt.
Right.
Your jolt was lovely.
Yes.
The jolt was very awkward. There was no sense. I mean, it was a really bizarre thing. I had no idea whether I had spoken for 3 minutes or 8 minutes. There was no way to judge how long I had been. I wasn't seeing any signals. I could not focus on anything at all.
Right.
And my regret from that was, as I told you that night, I wanted to include you, and it was very... Well, that was a very important part to me. I wanted to make reference. My point was, PAB is about making friends and having good new friendships and how they come, and you've got to invest in them, and I think I did talk about that a bit. But I wanted to give two examples, and you were the first example of somebody who we just connected, and next thing we've got this very podcast going, Gappage.
Yes, very uber popular.
From having fun before getting on the boat on the time in Ottawa, and so I say, this lady in the red shoes, which you're wearing today again.
Yes, I am.
With the matching red hair, looks like a lot of fun.
She has a lot of personality.
She's got a lot of personality.
A lot of spunk.
Personality.
Spunk.
Spunk?
Moxie.
Spunky.
That girl's got moxie.
So I wanted to mention that. I wanted to draw it out and have you stand up and make the reference. But I was really so rattled, I didn't feel I had any control over my delivery or where it was going. I only managed to get out the bit. And once I'd done Shane, I couldn't go back.
It's appropriate that I just stay in the background and, you know... behind-the-scenes kind of gal.
So it's kind of an apology I'm making, but it's also the sense that I really wasn't in control up there.
When you were talking, I felt as though you were talking to me.
Did you really?
No, I really did. I really felt like, he's talking to me. And I felt that you were in your own, you know, just kind of putting it out there.
Well, I was thinking.
There you go.
There we go. All right.
Are you thinking of me?
No, actually. That's Brent, by the way, who's just showed up.
Brent.
So we might do a double gabbage tonight, depends. But this is the Pabbage episode.
Yes.
All right, moving on, another topic and so on.
So I think it's Adam's turn to...
I think it's Adam's turn.
I just want to mention the serendipity concept that we've experienced. Mark and Bob had a lot of difficulties with making sure all the spots were full. Some people had to drop out, and he had to shuffle things around. So a lot of the presentations were very last minute. And by just putting somebody in at the last minute, it's like, hey, can you go and do this? We need someone to open in the morning. Like that gentleman that came from Montreal.
Jonathan Goldsmith.
Yes. Everything flowed throughout the day. And that made it extra special because nobody was really thinking about it. It wasn't really based on the theme. The theme was exactly.
Which I never understood from the beginning.
I don't get that.
You don't? It's exactly. It's exactly what it's supposed to be. Exactly.
But that's sure. That, to me, it's still totally unclear. I can't.
Okay, so that wasn't clarified throughout the weekend because I heard that as the theme for PAB and I didn't understand.
Well, nor did they touch on it in the closing end. There was no explanation of why that was chosen.
But a different theme emerged.
Which
and
wasn't.
It's okay to fail because in failure you learn more than you do when you succeed. And this kind of, you know, the man with the what was his name again?
On Friday?
Painter, the painter guy?
Jonathan?
Yeah. His son, you know, wasn't able to communicate with him and he was failing at being the right, you know, having that right communication. And until he allowed that failure to, like, open his eyes to a new way. And I think a lot of people throughout the weekend hit on those themes. Like, the Scott, the improviser at the beginning.
I missed
the keynote.
Part.
That was his major theme.
The
he
failure.
Chose that because here he is. He's throwing together something. You know, it's like, well, this is what I do. I'm a clown, and clowns fail on purpose because they're really enthusiastic about doing something, but they're not afraid to do it wrong. And when they do it wrong, everyone has a good laugh because we all feel like, yeah, I've been there. I've made these weird mistakes. I've caught my fingers in a door. You know, I've made an ass of myself. And then you see the clowns do that, and you feel like kind of commiserating, kind of cathartic moment, right? And that theme just kind of went through everything in its own subtle way.
Yep.
Where people were, like, learning how to be themselves. And Connie Crosby had this transformation where she realized she's always been who she was, but now she's okay with it, I think. Was that the message you got? She took off all her clothes.
It's kind of like, and put on new clothes. And new
yeah, but that got a little uncomfortable for a second. It's okay. She's stripping. Okay. She's... Okay, this is kind of cool now. Put on a little flashing lights.
I think
music,
the whole thing was that she was as cool as she was.
Yeah.
She is as cool as she ever was.
That's what I took out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's okay for her to be a geek.
Yeah.
You know, when she was younger, you know, I could see being hit with that kind of negative, you know, bullying or whatever.
She was over her shyness. I mean, a big part of it. She was taught about how terribly shy she was in the beginning, and now... To me, the idea that she could actually get up on a stage in front of people and just transform herself and deliver her stuff is something she could not have done.
And Rob's message was similar, where he talked about being a product of globalization, how he didn't really fit in any community, but he found a community that accepted him and that allowed him the opportunity to see his potential, right? So
yeah.
And I liked... Bill Dees too. His message was just, it was jolt. Was just get out there and do it.
Yeah,
just do it. You know, don't
that was
back.
Think
about it.
That was that was, and I think that's the thing, and that's why it worked with the don't worry about failure.
Just do
just
it.
Just get up there and do it. And I really like the fact that was his message, and that he delivered that message strong and clear. And it was worthwhile. So that echoed throughout.
Yeah.
Brent, maybe you have a question or something you could toss our way about PAB. Don't ask us what exactly it was all about, because we don't know the answer to that.
I'm just enjoying absorbing it. I've been on media blackout on absorbing any sort of information that came out of PAB. I didn't listen to any hashtags because it kept making me sad that it wasn't there. So yeah. I'm just enjoying hearing about it. I have no comments yet.
It was a good time.
I think listening to what you guys were saying about what Connie did and Rob's and I guess Bill's to some extent as well, and relating that back to what was his name, the first guy, Scott the Clown. that you start out, whether you're a geek girl or whether you're whatever you happen to be, and you, for so much of your life, you're trying to be something that you see and admire in other people, and that's not you, and you're trying these other things, and you're failing at them, but that's a learning experience, and eventually you figure out who you are and get good at being you.
Exactly. Yeah, that's nicely put.
I like that.
And it's okay to try on different yous at different times. Yeah.
Get good at being you.
But... yeah, all so the renditions
I think
of you.
That was another sub-theme, wasn't it? Be yourself.
Yep.
Work on it, and with that, you're going to have to take some risks and so on.
I do have a question now. Is it sort of the message there is like, have the courage and confidence to just be you as you are?
I have a
whistle,
please.
Thank you. You have a...
I do. It's Ken.
Ken?
Yeah.
Cool. Is everyone else okay? Or I can take this away for you?
That'd be great. Thanks. Yeah.
You can take mine as well. Man.
Okay.
Thanks. Removal of food. Sorry, what was your question?
My question is, was it like about having the confidence to be yourself and express yourself as you are without having to pretend to be something else? Like someone else? Or
I don't think there was talking about
to another mold or
it wasn't so much I don't know, I never got that as a message. It was just about
being yourself just suddenly spoke to me. So.
Make mistakes. Accept that you make mistakes. Be okay about. Don't beat yourself up. But God forbid, don't hide from being yourself.
Yeah.
It's not about being somebody else, but it was about just get out there, because you don't know unless you try, and if you fail, you'll learn something, and then you try something new.
Yeah, it does kind of work with the exactly theme, because it's exactly what it was meant to be. So whatever happens during the conference or your life or whatever the metaphor, you want to extend it to, is that whatever happens, happens, and then that becomes your experience.
Yeah.
So you can't pre-tailor make your experience. Like, in 10 years' time, I'm going to, fall in love and be happy and these wonderful things are going to happen. Because shit happens, right? And you make mistakes and you fuck up. And when you get to there... when you get to the whatever point, you decide, 10 years' time, where am I going to be? You look back and you're like, wow, everything happened, the way it was supposed to happen. It just, that's because things just happen. And
even
you have to be okay with it.
Discomfort at the time.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter. That's your experience. At the end of the road, that's the experience you had. And you can't, go back and change things, and you can't, design everything in your life to be, what you think is the right way. Because in the end, afterwards, you look back and go, wow, that was pretty fucking awesome.
If that hadn't happened, we wouldn't be blah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you look back, and that's when you say, that was fucking
like
awesome.
If you hadn't
pissed
me off with the whole pussy comment that first time, I wouldn't have been walking
I
up.
I think you
I
liked
have,
it.
No,
did you
I
walk
didn't.
Out?
I didn't know. I wasn't
said,
me that walked
somebody,
it. There,
somebody
walked
it. And,
yeah.
And you went,
like,
not for
what
me.
What the? Really? That was my... But it gave me a little bit of attitude in dealing with you the next time I saw you, thinking that you were this guy with the pussy comment. But then
so
I thought
saying the next year?
The next
you
year.
You carried it with you for a whole year.
I did.
Year.
I carried it. I'm like, oh, this
well,
is
that's
the
pussy
guy. Yeah, it was. And then we started talking, and then I thought, oh, he's okay.
Not that bad.
He's not that bad.
I mean, a lot of people find me a bit of a shithead. That's why, I mean, come on, who else gets a theme song? Shithead.
Dickhead.
Oh, dickhead. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Dickhead.
All right. Dickhead. Which is worse. I don't know.
We can use both. I mean,
yeah.
We can make a rendition of shithead for you. We'll have to record it next time. And...
sorry.
Present it to a panel of judges and see which one people like best.
Are you more of a dick or are you more of a shit?
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I think he's more of a shit.
Yeah.
Shit disturber.
Yeah.
Shit dick.
Place to be.
Now, let's, as we've said many times on Garbage before, it's not about me. It's about Pab. So
that's
we're trying
right.
to go back to that, that theme, if you don't
so,
mind.
So there we go.
Worst moment.
Worst moment of Pab?
Yeah. Worst moment.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Let's get into the negative stuff here.
Can you?
Let's get controversial.
Let's see, I didn't shit my pants. I didn't throw up. Farted a couple times, but nobody noticed.
Yeah, nothing.
Could,
I
nothing,
noticed.
You could, nothing you could pin on me.
Yeah.
That wasn't me. That bad one? That wasn't me, no. Who was that? Oh, must have been Timothy Pilgrim. He showed up late.
There you go. I don't have a lot of negative. I don't think I have any.
Worst, wasn't negative about Pat, but worst part of the whole weekend for you. You looked a little hungover on the Sunday.
No, I was, that's what you said? No, I wasn't at all.
Oh. Your eyes are closed.
Everything was great
time.
For you. There's got to be something.
Let me think. Well, I missed the keynote. That was a bummer.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's it.
That was a real
bummer.
You arrived
late Friday.
But it was for a good reason, but it was too bad. And I had a nice drive, which was fun. No, the drive was good, but yeah, it was a drag.
I know my part, and it's thanks to you. You made me eat half my cookie at 1 in the morning, which is the stupidest time to get high when you want to be shutting down. I'm on my way out. I lay down.
I forced you to eat a cookie.
I could not stop. My head was going a mile. I mean, like Adam and I stopped the recording. We were lying in bed, and I just kept thinking, these ideas coming out.
Well, I was drunk. So
he was drunk. I was high, and
the rest
that
is
I blamed on you. Here's a guy who looks like he's kind of awesome. I don't know.
He does,
but I think it's the reader who gets to say, "I am awesome."
The reader gets
it.
To say that.
Yeah. So I'm awesome.
If it was a message to himself, the words would be backwards so he could see it in the mirror.
It's yeah, true, eh? That's what I think. So I think it's really out to all of us that I am awesome.
I don't think that's
right.
how it works.
So are we done? Are we done with...
I think it's a sign.
Well,
yeah,
that was... What, did you have a negative?
Reader.
Oh, staying up to...
And we're back with Adam Greatrix, who was just making a very important point, and I, for the life of me, can't remember
Sorry,
what it was. What was your point, Adam?
Huh? What? We were talking about...
Bed. Sleep. Pillow talk.
Yes, pillow talk.
And you didn't want to go home. You wanted to go home hoping
I
he was asleep.
I wanted to get to sleep.
Yes.
I was sick and drunk and...
And the cough.
And we yes.
And
the,
if he
the
makes
terrible
you laugh.
Cough, yes.
Yes.
So we ended up having a long, poignant conversation that was deep and very... it flowed well. It was a great conversation. And we kept wanting to keep going, so we didn't get the sleep that we needed, you see.
It was recorded, and of course that's going to be out under Dixon James' podcast, Pab Wrap Up, so there's some overlap here, but that ended before the conference started. Like,
yes.
That whole thing ended before, that was 2:30 in the morning of the Friday.
Yeah.
And knowing we had to get up at 8:30 in the morning.
But you were up.
Oh, we were up, meeting up on time. So
and you accused me of being late when I arrived.
Yeah.
However. Anyways.
Anything
so
else to say?
That's the worst thing that happened at Pab. I mean, really.
Yeah, not enough sleep.
Yeah.
Not enough sleep.
Basically,
that always happens.
I smoked too much, got too drunk, and...
I think one of the things I liked was the first night. Another high point to me was Friday night was the first night we had Anthony and Bob come back to the room. Was that the Friday night?
Yes.
And we had a long talk.
Was it?
Thursday night, maybe.
Thursday. It was
Thursday night, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And we had a long talk Thursday, I guess it was. After Irene's. Pardon me?
Friday night, we were all hanging out in Anthony's room.
So this was Thursday night. Anthony was in our room. And we were talking about what's after. And we were trying
next?
To pin it on Anthony to say, all right, Anthony, you take over.
Yeah.
So show some leadership here and organize
the skills
something
to pay
for
the
us.
Bills.
And so that was actually a good conversation. A little bit of ribbing, but it was fun. But it was also showing that there was a real interest. And then the Saturday night... We had Mark and Bob come back after the Pig and Whistle or the Arrow and Loon.
Oh, you guys went back to your room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were going, we walked from the bar at closing time. That was one hell of a long walk.
I came from downtown.
That's right. You were already
at
Darcy's.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, because we took a cab together.
Yes.
And we
went to bed.
We stumbled. They went on late.
I could have gone later.
It was nice seeing the two of them
through them sitting on the couch.
Yeah, jovial, laughing.
I was a perfect host. I had snacks, we had drinks for everybody.
You had yummy snacks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Plan this thing out.
Yeah.
But usually we don't get, you know, people coming back like that.
Yes, high profile guests.
Usually somebody else, high profile guests. I guess that's what I was getting at, you know.
Yeah. Dignity.
They have the VIPs.
Dignitaries.
In our room. Yes. Was quite, you know,
Security was tight.
You didn't change your outfit, did you?
Not for them, no.
Okay.
No. You didn't, wanted them to put on the kimono?
I'm just curious.
But it was fun, and it was, Mark was laughing. Oh, of course, okay, the star of the evening here, I'm forgetting the most important part. Tom came back with you. You brought Tom back.
Yes, I brought
him. So these guys were already there, and conversation's going on, and then suddenly Tom shows up, and Tom's just getting wired up. It's 1 o'clock, and Shane says, oh, shit. Tom just starts at 1 a.m.
That's right.
He runs a bar.
It's like, you bunch of pussies, come on, let's go.
And he was just on. He just kept,
he's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
From Shane and Tom?
Tom from Shane and Tom, because they both came.
They are hilarious. They had me laughing. I was about to pee my pants.
There was 2 hours straight, or shit your pants, whatever.
Yeah.
2 hours straight of the ass-wiping joke that just never got stale.
It was seriously, on Saturday night, it was still going?
Oh, it was still going.
Oh, yeah.
It was going all week.
Yeah, by far. I mean,
we had lunch with them on Saturday, and it was still on.
It's amazing how it's such a universal thing.
But it caused such controversy.
People don't want to hear about shit. You know what?
They didn't want to hear that Shane wipes his ass from back to front. That's what got everybody
upset.
That
is kind of disgusting.
Right. He was saying it's because his balls are smaller than they used to be, so it doesn't matter. He's got a clear pathway.
But still.
Really have to reinvent this conversation?
Oh, what if you get a...
I'm happy
to hear the logistics of it.
That was the logistics.
Well, that was,
And then there was a whole argument that about... Oh, I can't remember. Something about girls and, like, girls learn from...
There's only one way to wipe if you're a girl.
And, but then men don't learn it, even though they have babies. But
Tom was acting still disgusted at the fact that he found out Shane pisses in the showers. You just can't do that. That's not right. And then, turned out, a lot of people piss in the shower.
Saves time, man. That's just efficiency.
Oh, there you go.
I'm trying to save the environment by not flushing.
You don't know you want to go until the water starts running anyways, right?
Who shares bathtubs with people, right?
Yeah.
And then anyway, so Sunday lunch, you figured, okay, we're done with that.
Right, Sunday.
Start in fresh again.
Courtesy
wipes.
That was great. That's courtesy brilliant, wipes. Though.
What are courtesy wipes?
He gives himself a courtesy wipe.
When Tom,
I do that too, that's great.
Tom halfway says, through, when Shane starts to feel a little gummy during the day. The expression gummy was such a good way to put it. You know, feel a little gummy during the day, just drops his pants, and that's a courtesy wipe.
That's what wet wipes are for.
Yeah.
You get that fresh, that fresh feeling. You get that little aloe there.
You're thinking of the people around you.
Yeah.
So it, you know, and that was a whole new take.
It saves from having to change your underwear all the time.
Well, that broke, that just
on a hot day, you know.
Yeah.
What is going on in your underpants?
Oh,
there's a lot going on in my underpants.
Maybe it's different for a woman. I don't know.
I think
it gets busy down there. It gets hot and bothered.
There are things. There's a whole community
there's a
down
lot.
There.
Yeah, there's people
there's
living down there.
A community of people.
Right?
It's like Florida. There's lots going on. It's muggy. It's hot.
And they're all retired.
There are swamps. There's alligators in those swamps.
It's hard to get them up, you know, when they're down. Right?
Anyway, so that's hanging off the mainland.
Yeah.
You see the influence Shane and Tom have on people.
Wow.
It just didn't die.
No.
Well, I laughed a lot.
Yeah. And that was the fun of it. And that was one of the comments Bob made. I haven't laughed this hard in a long time. And he said, I knew that wasn't right. There should be more laughter in your life. And that's the one thing those guys can generate is laughter.
Yep.
And it was very welcome because I think of anybody there, they were the only two real comedians. All right.
They certainly were a couple of clowns.
They were. Yeah. Should we end on that happy note?
Happy notes.
Something else to add to that? That's my happy place, I guess, for the for the weekend.
Your happy place is courtesy wipes?
Yeah, just the fact that there'd be such stupid conversations that you could keep going all weekend and just restart and get fresh laughter each time.
Because you know which way he wipes.
No, I never did hear.
Was it east to west or side to side?
Oh, right. You're rocking the boat.
They accused me of that on their show. Deny it. Anyway.
All right.
We're done?
Yeah, I think we're
done. No more questions, Brent?
Nope.
Get a little bit of
what did you guys do instead of the boat cruise? I heard that got canceled.
Oh, we already covered that.
It was like a boat.
Yeah.
But it was anchored to the ground.
That's right.
And we drank.
I was just curious.
Yeah.
They took basically took over a bar until closing time. So there was a place for the musicians, and there was a place for the people who just wanted to drink out on the patio.
Do you know there was a patio right by the people with the music outside?
Another one, yeah.
Yeah, didn't realize that at the time.
No.
Yeah.
We heard about it. Nobody was there, though.
No.
I didn't want to be that close. Nobody wanted to be that close to the music.
Yeah, it's true. It's not because of music, but you can't talk and do music. Don't laugh.
We need to talk. That's our bread and butter. That's what we do.
Yeah.
That's true.
And
this is how we close a podcast.
You guys do talk a lot.
How?
This is how we close a podcast.
This is
bitch cake, grab a slice? No, that's not ours.
What?
What?
That's some other podcast.
Come on, you don't have to lower it to their level.
What's
that?
You're already talking about shit. It's already at that level.
I guess so. Oh, by the way, I have a new shit story that's worthy of Final Countdown.
All right.
But that's another podcast. All right.
See you later.
That's it? That's the best you can do for an ending? It's kind of flat.
Am I supposed to come up with a phrase or something?
I thought you were going to end it.
Something inspiring. For the PAB. We got PAB listeners here.
Oh,
there are
PAB
people
listeners.
From PAB who are going to be disappointed
with
this.
Well, end with the way I started. There's no way I can actually put a post up on Facebook to say how much I enjoyed PAB and how grateful I am that it happened. So this is it. This is my ode to PAB.
This is how you show your gratitude.
This is how I show my gratitude. So if they don't listen, fuck them.
Gosh.
Wow.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah, okay. Well.
So if they didn't get this far.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
And on that note.
Fuck those people. That's nice. That's very nice.
Yeah. Thanks, intern.
Yeah.
I thought she switched
to sexy
from
the best.
Intern, not bitchy intern.
Oh, sexy intern.
Wow.
Yeah,
right.
That's right. Yeah, she forgets.
I do forget.
Okay.
Depends on the cycle of the moon.
Oh, bet.
We're done.
Oh, is that how you're going to end it, Ken? Flat.
Sorry. Well, leaving it in your hands.
I don't know when I'm going to finish now.
Snuckle, snuckle.
Hey there.
Closing words? No? Anything you'd like to say to our listening audience?
Me?
Yeah. It's a whole wide world out there.
Oh, it's too much pressure.
Okay.
I can handle it.
All right. That's good. I like that.
Mm. Too much pressure. I can't handle it.
Where's the logo?
I'm going to use that.
Yeah. It's on my bumper sticker.
So you guys are okay?
Yeah. For now.
I'll get another one.
Can I get another one?
So
Butters from South Park. What, South Park?
No,
not Butters. Not Butters. Who's Tweak? Tweak.
It's been way too long.
Too much pressure!
Tweak.
Shut her down. Do you have something deep to say? Because if you don't, just turn it off.
Oh, no wonder his batteries run out in that damn thing.
Turn it off!
The long way awkward to long ending.
Okay.
That's what he's doing.
He paused long ending.
Nobody's going to bother listening to this.
No, you're right.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
The last person
right,
to hold out
to
get a prize. So,
you know, remember
well,
to tip your
win. Wait. He controls it, right? He would be the
no,
last
No, the last person. Listener that actually sits
oh.
through to
Ooh,
the end of the
yes.
podcast wins
Give him
something.
A prize.
So,
Give
you know,
him a prize.
Buy him a beer.
Okay.
Write in, say you're the last one, you get a beer.
Ooh. Yeah.
Is Nick Fury
at the
something?
Central?
Gappage?
Next
no.
Month.
Yeah. But who are how do they reach
Fury.
Gappage?
Scarborough dude would like you to
oh,
join the.
Well, they can
Avengers.
Do intern
the
at.
Intern at.
Podcasters Assemble?
Gappage.com? Is it .com? What's our URL?
Oh, Jesus. Gappage is.
No wonder nobody listens to this damn show.
No, there
Gappage.
Is a.
What's my email?
You need an email. An
Gappage
intern
is
email.
At gmail.ca.
Yeah.
Just go online. You find me.
Yeah.
It's on the website.
You're out
the intern.
Yeah.
You're out there.
What?
Huh? What? Who?
So basically, free beer to whoever listened to the end of this.
Yeah.
Email me.
I email
Ken's
I'm
buying.
Find it on the website.